I've been making music my whole life. Whether it be tapping pencil instrumentals or playing pianos in the night. When I was young, we couldn't afford instruments. Low income, no income homes. At least the bills would pay. My mama had to work 2 to 3 jobs, and she was just putting herself through college. She's busy making money moves. I see you, she's an icon to me. I'd be going to school just to play with the flutes. Hot cross buns, that's my 2. Second grade was a bitch. I stole my school issued recorder to make music of my own. Snitches stopped me at the door, removing my bag. Spilled all my contents on the floor. They're pulling me back, hand snatching and grabbing. They're pointing and laughing. Taking the instrument from my bag, was it me that stole or them? Trying to steal a dream I have. Shit, not a dream I had. I said fuck 'em, and I played my pencil instrumentals. Growing up wasn't so bad, we still had food on a plate. Nintendo 64, Super Smash Bros, Mario, race carts of groceries every EBT night. Trying to make it in time before shopping supplies. Is exhausted by other parents cussing and swearing at white folks for gawking and staring at the 3 train of groceries talking shit. Oh, we have to pay. Must be nice to have a shopping cart filled with groceries. Not giving 2 fucks about how much people they feed a family. We're traveling over 100 miles in the blizzarding snow. A white up but show some black guy stripes slow. With government issued money just to buy more cheaper food for our family. Yeah, we got them too. I see the bullshit every day, but it's normal to me. It's a fucked up world, but it's normal to me. Like Lil Wayne said, just save me the rain. I got ice in my veins. I've grown cold, fuck the snow and the pain. I've seen domestic assaults. My stepfather was fucked in the brain. He was created from bad habits and a curse that flows through his veins. A demonic entity makes this perp psychotic, narcissistic, a narcotic. Slapping him back like he's playing King's Cup. He's insane. He's throwing them fists up like he's nuts to her face. Shit happens so fast. Blood spatters with story patterns all over the place. I woke up every morning getting ready for school, hoping he's high so we don't die. He's more calm on Tylenol 2, or was it 3? Was it blue or was it pink? A red one, an orange one, Vicodin, codeine. I don't smell weed, he's not smoking. He's already stomping, his chair closed aggressively. He's coming, he's running, he's stomping. I don't know why he's pushing in our door with the curtain blind adjuster. Slashing, he's swiping, he's lashing. He's slicing, he's gashing, he's laughing, he's laughing. He sits tall, his arm gets tired, and he beats us some more. Fuck about what leaves, what this buckle will do. Another beating for you. But hey, I still went to school. Perfect attendance wasn't hard when you'd rather be in school. Didn't mean I wasn't hard, I was 11, 5'2". I went to white schools and native schools on and off through elementary until 2007. See, this was when I was in Miss Mean's 4th grade teacher at Wolf Creek. She assigned me math papers, mine was out of the ordinary. I'm seeing 8th grade algebra on my first day. Who wrote this itinerary? I walked up to her desk, she says, wait till after class, kid. I'm growing up nasty, I'm growing up cold. These bullies can't have me. I'm native, but they hating on my pigment. Oh no, I'm getting heat rash from the sharp half-melted snow. As I'm wrestling this bastard, where the fuck is Joe? We don't live in Pine Ridge, we survive, that's our life, bro.